Kevin slammed the bunker's wall of monitors, partly in frustration, and partly because he'd seen it work on TV. It didn't work here, though, and that only fueled the frustration he felt. "They can't just go blank," he insisted. "Weren't these systems supposed to be designed to survive just about anything? Not now, not like this." Not when they'd just seen the world all but ending, people gathering while alien ships swept in over them. Beside him, Luna was staring up at them as if expecting them to come back on at any moment, or maybe just because she was imagining her parents out there somewhere, clambering onto an alien ship. Kevin put an arm around her, not sure if he was comforting her or trying to comfort himself. "Do you think people are all right?" Luna asked. "Do you think my parents are?" Kevin swallowed, thinking of the people lining up to go into the ships. His mother would have been somewhere among them, too. "I hope so," he said. "It feels wrong," Luna said. "We're safe here in a bunker while everyone else is stuck out there. How many people do you think were converted?" Kevin thought about the vast seas of people there had been on the screens before they went blank, and the dwindling numbers of people there to report on it all. "I don't know. A lot," he guessed. "Maybe everybody," Luna said. "Maybe we're the last ones." "We should look around," he said. "Maybe we can find a way to turn it all back on, then we can see." He said it as much to try to distract Luna as because he thought they had a hope of doing it. What did they know about fixing computer systems? If one of the scientists from the NASA Institute had been there, maybe Dr. Levin, but they were gone, just like everyone else. They'd been transformed by the vapor, turning into things that had chased after them and hunted them. "Come on," he said to Luna, gently pulling her away from the screen. "We need to look around." Luna nodded, though she didn't seem to be taking much of it in right then.
"I guess so."
They set off through the bunker underneath Mount Diablo, and Kevin looked around, surprised by the sheer space of it. If they'd been looking around a place like this at a different time, it might have seemed like an adventure. As it was, every echoing step reminded Kevin just how alone they were. This was a whole military base, and they were the only ones in it.
"This is cool," Luna said, her smile too bright to be real. "Like sneaking through warehouses."
Kevin could tell that her heart wasn't in it, though. She might have been trying her best to be the old Luna, but what came out was too flat for that.
"It's okay," Kevin said. "You don't have to pretend with me, I'm..."
What could he say? That he was sad too? It didn't seem like enough to encompass the end of the world or the loss of everyone they'd known or any of it, really.
"I know," Luna said. "I'm just trying to be hopeful, I guess. Come on, let's see what's here."
Kevin had the feeling of her wanting the distraction, so they headed deeper into the bunker. It was a huge space. It looked as though it could have housed hundreds of people if it needed to. There were pipes and cables leading away into its depths, and signs stenciled on the walls in yellow paint.
"Look," Luna said, pointing. "There's a kitchen that way."
Kevin could feel his stomach rumbling at the thought, and although it didn't cut through the rest of it, the two of them turned off in the direction the sign indicated. They walked down one corridor, then another, coming out into a kitchen that was built on an industrial scale. There were freezers set toward the back, behind doors that could have protected a vault, and other doors that seemed to lead off into storerooms.
"We should see if there's any food in them," Luna suggested, opening one.
The space behind was even larger than Kevin might have expected, stacked with box after box. He opened one and found silvery sealed packets that looked as though they would keep forever.
"There's enough food to feed us for a lifetime here," Kevin said, and then realized exactly what he'd just said. "Not that, I mean, we might not have to stay here forever."
"What if we do, though?" Luna asked. Kevin wasn't sure he had a good answer for that.
He couldn't imagine living forever in here. He could barely imagine a lifetime, let alone one night spent in a bunker.